Israel's military has admitted to twice striking a Gaza hospital, saying it was going after a Hamas surveillance camera. The deadly attacks on Nasser Hospital, southern Gaza's largest, are among the deadliest of multiple Israeli strikes that have hit hospitals and journalists over 22 months of war. Local health workers say at least 20 people have been killed in the attacks. Among them are journalists and medical staff. The first attack happened Monday morning, local time. As emergency personnel, civilians, and journalists gathered at the scene, there was a second strike, captured live on Al Ghad TV.
Just now, Khalil, stay on the shot. Oh God, the civil defense personnel, they killed the people. The civil defense is gone, they killed the people. Just now, a large strike.
Among those killed, five journalists, including Maryam Abu Dagga, who freelanced for the Associated Press and other outlets, Muhammad Salama, who worked for Qatar-based broadcaster Al Jazeera, Maaz Abu Taha, a freelance journalist who worked with several news organizations, including occasionally contributing to Reuters, Ahmed Abu Aziz, and Reuters cameraman Hussam Al-Masri. In a statement on social media platform X, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the strikes were a tragic mishap.
Israel deeply regrets the tragic mishap that occurred today at the Nasser Hospital in Gaza. Israel values the work of journalists, medical staff, and all civilians. The military authorities are conducting a thorough investigation. Our war is with Hamas terrorists. Our just goals are defeating Hamas and bringing our hostages home.
But Dr. Mimi Sayed, who has volunteered twice in Gaza, tells CNN that Mr. Netanyahu's claim of a tragic mishap is false.
Netanyahu says this is a tragic mishap. This is absolutely untrue. This was planned. The foreign aid workers, the foreign doctors that are actually in the hospital were asked to leave before this airstrike. And so that is not a mishap. That is absolutely deliberate. This is not the first time Israel has struck a hospital. We have this double tap bombing that happened. And on live camera, they hit first responders trying to rescue the casualties. If that's not a war crime, I don't know what is.
The tactic of launching two attacks in quick succession on the same target is called, in military terms, a double-tap strike. The second strike often happens as quickly as several minutes later, hitting emergency responders and medical personnel rushing to the site. In July, a joint investigation by Israeli magazines Plus 972 and Local Call found Israel routinely uses the tactic in its war on Gaza. An initial Israeli inquiry into the Nasser Hospital strikes stated that they were intended to take out a Hamas camera that was positioned there to observe its forces. A spokesperson for Israel's military, Effie Defrin, says the Israeli military goes to great lengths to avoid civilian casualties.
I would like to be clear from the start. The IDF does not intentionally target civilians. The IDF makes every effort to mitigate harm to civilians while ensuring the safety of our troops. Any incident that raises concern in this regard is addressed by the relevant mechanisms in the IDF. We are operating in an extremely complex reality. Hamas terrorists deliberately use civilian infrastructure, including hospitals, as shields. They have even operated from the Nasser Hospital itself.
Condemnation from the European Union and the United Nations was swift. Anwar El-Anouni is the EU spokesman for foreign affairs and security policy.
The killing of five journalists, four health workers, and a number of civilians in Gaza yesterday by an Israeli strike, which targeted the Nasser hospital, leaving at least 20 people killed, is completely unacceptable. Civilians and journalists must be protected under international law.
The UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese, says the attacks are odious.
That was abominable, not different though from the thousands of abominable incidents that I've seen over the past. I mean, Israel cannot deny to have done it because it was filmed. Why did it hit a hospital in the first place, and why did it hit it when there were rescuers and journalists on top of patients and medical personnel. This is what Israel is doing in the occupied Palestinian territory. So it's shocking. And it's even more shocking that there is no robust political response.
The Nasser Hospital strikes have left several Palestinian children without a parent. Maryam Abudegger's 11-year-old son, Reith, is among them. Before her death, aware of the dangers she faced as a journalist, Maryam Abudegger prepared a goodbye letter for her son. Here it is, read by a fellow Palestinian journalist.
Reith, the heart and soul of your mother, I want you to pray for me. Don't cry over my death so that I remain happy. I want you to make me proud and be smart and responsible. I want you to become a talented businessman. I want you not to ever forget me. I did everything I could to keep you happy, safe, and well. And when you grow up and get married and have a baby girl, name her Maryam after me. You are my love, my heart, my soul, my support, and my son that I am proud of, Faith. I want to be proud by what people say about you. Please, Faith, remember your prayers. Your prayers, your prayers, my son. Your mom, Maryam.
This comes as thousands have marched in Tel Aviv, demanding a deal to end the war in Gaza and bring home the remaining hostages. Organized by the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, the rally saw protesters fill Hostages Square, holding placards and photos of the captives. Families say sustained public pressure is their best chance of forcing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to commit to a ceasefire. But far-right members of his coalition have threatened to resign if Israel agrees to one. Among the demonstrators was Gil Yasur, who traveled from Sderot near the Gaza Strip. He says the government must stop delaying.
I cannot think of something more important than ending this pointless, endless war and bringing back the hostages. There is a deal on the table, and I wish that the cabinet must and will discuss it and reach the conclusion to bring them home.
Similar protests took place in Jerusalem outside the prime minister's office. Hamas captured 251 hostages in its 7th of October 2023 attack, in which 1,200 people were killed. Most have since been freed, while Israel has rescued 8 alive. Officials believe around 50 remain in Gaza, of whom 20 are thought to be alive. According to Gaza's health authorities, more than 62,800 Palestinians have been killed during Israel's retaliatory war on the enclave, which is home to more than 2 million Palestinians. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.